Jimmy Summers from Afternoons with Heart and Humor. Something you may not know about me is I'm really conscious of what I put in my body. So I eat healthy, try to stay as active as possible. That's also why I was so excited when I heard that Dr. Kellum at the Kellum Stem Cell Institute is able to retrieve my own stem cells and place them exactly where I need them most with focused infusions. If you're ready for something more effective and a healthier way to heal, get more information at KellumStemCellInstitute.com.
Hey, it's Doug with an opportunity to catch up with Sammy Sweet Spirit and talk about her book, Look at It This Way, The Blind Leading the Sighted. Sammy is a singer-songwriter and an author who has been blind since birth. You can find her album, Something for Everyone, on digital music. And now we're talking about the book. Sammy, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's so nice to talk to you.
Well, now, here's the thing, for full disclosure and to share some of the history that we have. Back in the day, I was on a country radio station in San Jose, California, and Sammy, as a young girl, you listened to us.
I listened to you, and I went to visit you guys and was on the air a few times, and you were showing me how to do the commercials, like hitting the buttons, and it was such a fun time.
Oh, I remember that, and have followed you on social media here and there, and you told me that the book has been out for 2 years. I didn't realize I missed it for that long, but I'm so excited to be able to talk to you about it.
Yeah, so it came out March of 2022, and then from start to finish, writing the book, it was another 2 years. It took me 2 years to, from concept to publishing. Mm-hmm. And so it's been, almost a 4-year process. And I'm just really excited to, be getting this out there to people. It's really important.
Well, for full disclosure also, we try to get all the cards on the table at the beginning. I don't always have the opportunity to read every single book that I talk to authors about, but I did read yours cover to cover, an easy read, a good read, and I was very intrigued by it because it got me thinking about things that I don't really think about, and that is people that are different from me. We get so lost in our own little minutiae of what we know and how we perceive reality. I'm sorry, had not given a lot of thought for what someone like you who is blind goes through. So thank you for sharing your world with us.
Thank you so much for saying that. And I'm glad you liked it. And I'm glad you said it was an easy read. People have said that to me before, so that's good. But yeah, I wrote it because, like you were saying, more often than not, the people we perceive as different from us, we don't know how to interact with them. We don't know what to say, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and there's a lot of fear there too, for a lot of people because they don't know, and so, yeah, it's to the point where people in the blind community aren't even being spoken to, because there's just this fear that's hanging over and this unconscious, obviously people don't mean to do it intentionally, but so I wanted to, explain the quote unquote differences and help them make more sense. So then, are we really all that different? That was the point.
You say in the book, we do things in a different way, but we don't get different results. Share some of the misconceptions that we have about blind people.
So, yeah, I'd love to. In the book, I have a chapter called Cue the Q&As, and that is a chapter full of questions that I get, that my friends in the blind community get, very common ones and some not so common ones. So it answers a lot of questions that people have always either wanted to know or been kind of scared to ask, such as, as blind people, how do you use the phone and how do you use the computer? You have to read it. So how do you do that? Well, we have what's called a screen reader that will read the screen to us out loud in a synthesized voice, kind of like your Siri or your Alexa or your Google assistant would do. It's that kind of voice, pretty much. and it reads the screen to us, and we can navigate the computer using the keyboard. We don't use the mouse, and unless, you know, some of us who may have, who can see a little bit may use the mouse, but for people who are totally blind, we don't use the mouse. We use the keyboard primarily to navigate the screen, so arrows and tabs and different letters that we can hit to get, you know, to where we need to go. And the phone has, gestures that we do. We can swipe through the screen by swiping to the right with our finger or double tapping to open something. And so we're able to navigate that way. And you know, we can text, we can do Facebook and all the social media apps, you know. And so, you know, that's just one example of many, but, you know, we do things in a, you know, differently in a different way, but in the end, we're getting the same information just in a different way.
Well, and I was intrigued too when I was reading about people that have the opportunity to volunteer with this Be My Eyes app. I never heard of that.
Yeah, so there's a couple of them. So that one, so Be My Eyes has really is a game changer. So on one hand, what they do is anyone can volunteer to assist a blind person. So what happens is a blind person will call a volunteer on the app, and it's a video call. So they have the phone, and you can see their video feed on their phone, and they may, you know, ask you, okay, I need to read this piece of mail, or I need to, you know, look at these clothes here. Is there any kind of visual things like, I have some food items here and I need to know what they are because they may feel the same. The boxes may feel the same or the directions on food or just any kind of visual task. And another component to Be My Eyes is they have now implemented AI into their app. And so AI can actually describe photos to the blind, which has been such a game changer for us with social media and memes and things. Like, we always hated memes. Like, they were just awful for us because, like, we didn't know. It was just pictures and text in the pictures, and we didn't know what it was saying. And so the AI feature of Be My Eyes describes, you know, photos in vivid detail for us. Mm. And you have blind people that say, you know, who may have lost their sight in life, they'll say, oh, it's like I can see again, you know, looking at these descriptions. And you'll have totally blind people who've been blind since birth say, it's like I can kind of see in a way. And so that's amazing. There's also another app called Aira, A-I-R-A, and that's a paid service for the blind, but they have trained agents that basically is kind of like the Be My Eyes, where you can call and they're looking at your video and they can even help you, like, navigate somewhere using a map. And so, yeah, it's just technology has really been, you know, so beneficial for us as blind people.
That is awesome. That is incredible. Yeah, I've known about some of those things, on my iPhone, and it's amazing that we have this ability right there. It's nothing special that needs to be added, so kudos to the developers to use the technology. I wanted to also clarify some words. So first of all, you say in the book, blind is not offensive.
No, for the most part. I mean, so offensive is subjective. One person may be offended, one person may not be. So there's no one size fits all to what's offensive. But for the most part, and especially, you know, blind people who are comfortable, you know, who've been blind either their whole lives or for many, many years, who've had to learn how to adapt and how, you know, to live life being blind. It's just a part of us, you know. If some people are kind of like, oh, should I say blind? Should I say, you know, visually impaired, visually challenged? Like, what do I say? No, we're blind. Like, we, you know, some blind people may be offended who are newly blind, you know, because they're just trying to figure all this out. But for the most part, we're blind. That's what it is. You don't have to sugarcoat it. We're not like these delicate little flowers that can't handle life. You know what I mean?
Well, and also I think you talk about, you know, some of the phrases that people might be awkward about. Or I think there was something in the book where someone wanted to correct you when you said, "I saw that." And they're like, "No, you mean you heard it." Or
yeah. So this is so important. So people, they're uncomfortable with us because they're learning something new. And so if I said to you, you know, I saw that movie last night, you know, it may be weird for you because it's like, wait, like, you know, you saw that? Like, what do you mean? But, you know, it's vocabulary. It's not natural to say, I heard that movie last night. It was really good. Like, you know, so we want to speak the same way you speak. We don't want to limit ourselves because we can't see. And seeing doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it could mean experiencing, you know. Yeah. It could mean, you know, and that's another thing that I talked about in the book is I have a chapter called Is Seeing Knowing? Because people associate seeing with knowing all the time because seeing is one of the primary ways that we get information as human beings. And so people have this unconscious thought that if you can't see something, then you don't know about it. You don't know about the world around you. You're not aware. And I'm here to kind of say, look, that's not true. And I demonstrate ways of, you know, why that's not true. And you know, to get us to kind of look at how we, you know, speak to each other.
Sammy, I appreciate so much of how you've shared so openly about everything as it relates to your blindness and helping us understand. I love the title or the subtitle, The Blind Leading the Sighted. So thank you for that. And you were sharing about this as well in the book. Paint a picture for us from the beginning. So at birth, you were a preemie.
Yeah, so my mom was 23 and a half weeks pregnant when I was born, and she thought she had an infection. There's something just didn't feel right. So she went to the doctor, and they said, we're going to have to transport you to the hospital. And the hospital was probably about, you know, 10, 15 minutes away from where she was. We didn't have that hospital in her town where she was at, like we do now. But they got an ambulance for her, and I was born in that ambulance. And I weighed 1 pound and 6 ounces.
Wow.
Wasn't expected to live or survive to even make it through the night. The doctors, you know, rushed me up the stairs. They didn't even want to use the elevator because it would take too long.
Wow.
And you know, I was just so tiny, underdeveloped. So I had to be put in an incubator to finish developing. I was in the hospital for about 3 months. You know, I had to wear Cabbage Patch doll clothes because normal baby clothes wouldn't fit me. And you know, I look at it like, you know, I fought to be here. You know, if we're going to do this, let's do this, God. You know, you know what I mean. So, I was, you know, I beat the odds. I you know, the only thing that happened miraculously is that my retina is detached in my eyes, and so because my eyes are so underdeveloped, and they don't really know why, it could have been the fact that I needed, you know, so much oxygen to even survive that it detached the retina from all that oxygen, or it could have been from the fluorescent lighting in the hospital. They really don't know, but it could have been so much worse. You know, I could have died, or I could have had, you know, lung problems, heart problems, brain problems, but none of that, you know, none of that happened. That, you know, development did its best, and you know, the only thing that happened is I was blind. And so, you know, and that's what I try and tell people, you know, when talking about this book is, you know, I explain to children when they are first meeting me and they're kind of confused because I'm not looking at them directly. And, I'll tell them, you know, my eyes are just broken. That's all. I just have broken eyes. I was born that way, and my eyes are broken. And so they totally get it. They're like, oh, okay. So anyway, and they just start talking like nothing. And so it's a little bit harder to get that concept through to adults because it's you know, my eyes are broken, and that's it. So what I say is, you know, we have broken eyes. We don't have broken minds, you know, and that's because people associate seeing with knowing so often.
Well, and I think the other thing that's fascinating, too, about your story is you have perfect pitch.
Yeah, it definitely helps with singing and songwriting. I say it's a gift and a curse because it's a great thing, but then sometimes, like when someone, yeah, am I on pitch? No. I love music. Music has always been my first love. I love harmony, you know, all this. So I have an album out on the digital streaming services. It's called Something for Everyone. And I also have a YouTube channel, Sammy Sweet Spirit, where I've had a bunch of songs that I've posted over the years before I made the album because I was always writing music. It's probably been about 10 years now. It's great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, and I've heard the music. It's excellent. So I would encourage everybody to check it out, Sammy Sweet Spirit. Before we wrap up, one more question, and that is, what can we as sighted people do better for blind people?
You know, I get asked this a lot, and what I would say is just talk to us. Just have a conversation. Even if you don't know what to say, what's appropriate, don't worry about that. Just start talking like you would a friend or a family member or someone you're trying to get to know. And you can, you know, if you have questions about blindness, first of all, grab a copy of my book. it'll answer a lot of them. And also, you know, talk to blind people. Ask them, you know, I'm really curious about something. And you know, more times than not, we'll answer you and tell you the truth. And, you know, so that's what I would say is just talk to us. Just have a conversation. We would love to talk to you.
Well, Sammy, before we wrap up, we certainly want to let people know that there is a website and a way for us to help you take this message even further. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I have a website, SammySweetSpirit.com. And everything is there. The book is there. The album is there. A little bit about me is there. And Sammy is Sammy, and then sweetspirit.com. And I also have, I'm raising money to fund a PR firm to assist me in bringing the message of the book to a wider audience. So, you know, television talk shows and magazine publications and podcasts and radio and things like that, because I really feel like what's going to take this further is a conversation about it. And, you know, online marketing is great. Social media marketing is great. But I really feel like this particular topic, you know, we need to talk about it and have dialogues and have actual conversations, actual two-way conversations about it. So this PR firm is going to assist me in getting this message out there. So if any of you guys want to donate to the cause, I'd really, really appreciate it. It's not just for me. It's for the blind community so we can finally be connected to and understood. So just thank you so much for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
I'm
I'm Jamie Summers from Afternoons with Heart and Humor. Something you may not know about me is I'm really conscious of what I put in my body. So I eat healthy, try to stay as active as possible. That's also why I was so excited when I heard that Dr. Kellum at the Kellum Stem Cell Institute is able to retrieve my own stem cells and place them exactly where I need them most with focused infusions. If you're ready for something more effective and a healthier way to heal, get more information at KellumStemCellInstitute.com.